Inside Outdoors, coming on the airwaves, coming your way.
Hey now,
we're outside indoors, beat on a book on a snowy day.
Hey now, we're inside outdoors, baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors with Don Jordan, Buddy Bill, and Rich Reardon gives you everything you need to know about the outdoors, hunting, fishing, local and national outdoor news, the environment, natural resources, safety, issues, and just down-home family fun. Inside Outdoors is an enjoyable and informative way to learn about what nature has to offer and how to be a good steward. You can find us at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com, and we invite you to write in about your fish stories, outdoor stories, favorite places, questions, or just about anything you want us to talk about on the show. So sit back with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich for another episode of Inside Outdoors.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliance.
That's right, Morrison's Appliances and Service on West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. Serving Monroe County since 1954 with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. By golly, I tell you what, we've had some nice days this week. This is old Buddy Bill with Inside Outdoors, and we're glad you could join us this morning. And if you got any questions, why, give us a call, and we'll try to answer them. And I don't know, what are you doing over there, mister?
This is Don Jordan.
Also
on Inside Outdoors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're still there, yeah.
Yeah, and it's raining.
It's raining? Oh, cats and dogs?
Well, it was for a while.
Yeah. And I don't know who this guy is behind me, do you?
No, I believe that's Rich.
Is that Rich?
Hey, all I know, it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining.
Was that? Didn't you dream about rain last night?
No, I did not dream about rain.
Okay.
I dreamt about a shower.
But
none about rain.
Nothing about rain.
No.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I got a little lake report here, and we'll get that out of the way. It's a little high, and it's a little wet. It's 550.82. This was as of yesterday.
Ooh.
Well, 13 foot above normal, 538's normal.
That could float those docks over at the Sailing Marine.
Yeah, well, another, 3 feet, and it'll be, another 4 foot.
58.
Is it 58?
I think so.
Well, it's headed that direction to run over the spillway.
It is.
Yeah, and it's temperatures running in the neighborhood of 50 degrees, 54 degrees. Corps of Engineers said 54, so we'll go with that. And that's the lake report.
Got the air report.
You got an air report?
Well, it's about 68 degrees, which, remember the last few weeks, Bill? Hasn't it been anywhere near that?
Oh, gosh, no.
So I'm happy about that, even if we have a little rain. Better than snow.
Yeah, well, it's a lot better than snow, that's for sure. But we've had some, like I said, pretty nice days last 3 or 4 days, and supposed to cool down again this weekend, but I think spring's getting ready to spring.
Sprung?
Okay.
5:55 a.m. this morning, which we've already passed, is when you can start listening to the birds singing, and I'm sure you can hear it even in the rain.
Oh, I know the frogs are hollering of a night.
Yeah.
And I mean to tell you that my little old pond, there ain't much water in it. Don't hold water good anymore. But, boys, it's full of frogs. It's down there just a chirping and a peeping and a going on.
My peepers have been going, too, and... Mm-hmm. What do you mean 5:55 before you can listen to the birds?
Well, no, not before, but that's about the time they start
rousing.
See. They wake up at that time.
Yeah, well, I've been listening lately.
Unless you have a high testosterone cardinal or mockingbird who will sing all night long.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I don't have any doing that right now.
You don't have any doing that right now?
No.
Well, good for you.
Do have mockingbird this year, though.
You got mockingbirds.
And when we come back from this break, I tell you, I got a whole bunch of new guys showed up this week.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well,
the migration
good.
Is on. It's happening.
Evidently, yeah.
All right.
Well, we're going to have to get out of here for a little break. So, folks, don't go away. Stay right where you're at. Keep that dial right there, and we'll be back in a short. Promise.
Yeah, and the hummingbirds are about ready to show up here is what I hear. So
they have showed up.
Yeah, they're pretty much here now.
Yeah, they're here.
And we've got a few buds coming out on the trees since everything got a little warmer. And
yep,
real few.
But anyway, we will be back in just a moment.
Lucky you.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and me, Rich Reardon. We'll be back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break. This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also, 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 100.6 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. So, just want to tell you, it's 68 degrees, and a little bit of rain going down right now. We'll be right back with Inside Outdoors.
Listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Yeah, hey, we're back.
Yes.
Again.
We are.
And the mushrooms are coming up. The fish are biting. What else? The birds are singing.
Birds are singing.
Spring's right around the corner.
Gardening is starting.
Well, boys, it's going to be a while before we get any gardening in, I'm afraid.
Well, now with this rain, yes. It was just setting up to be perfect before the rain came
in. Yeah, it's drying out. The wind was drying the ground good.
Say, by the way, my buddy Denny Canoy, whose parents were in the garden business, had big truck gardens over in the White River Bottom. He's found some anti-fungus stuff to keep your tomatoes from dying of that
of the blight,
and it's a powder. You mix it with water, put it on your dirt, and turn the dirt over, and then put it on again. And I'm going to try it. Although last year I did have tomatoes for the first time in 3 years.
You know, yeah, I had pretty good luck last year.
But I'm going to try this stuff this year and see if it
will work.
Really work, mm-hmm. You know. Instead of having, you know, four or five tomatoes off of one plant, maybe I'll get the usual, you know.
Well, maybe you'll get 10.
Maybe I'll get 10.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd be happy with 10.
Would you be happy there?
Yeah, I would. I hope that it also helps out my radishes and spinach. Now, spinach grows okay, but radishes... Boy, they've been getting pounded too. So,
well, that hadn't bothered my radishes.
What kind of radish variety do you plant?
Red and white tips, and then like solid red icicles.
I like those
variety.
Icicles. I like those white ones. They grow everywhere, it seems to me.
And they got one. I don't remember what they call it. It's a white round one, just like the big red ones,
really?
And they're white. Boy, they're good.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to keep.
But I get a package of mixed seed, and they come in this seed.
Where do you get that?
Well, from Henry Fields.
You order mail order.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that mail ordering seeds is probably a good thing to do because they never have what I'm looking for at the seed.
No, that's my problem too, and I just. Sit there and go through the catalog and pick what I want. And
now on the green beans, you grow a Kentucky Blue Wonder?
No.
What do you grow?
Top Crop.
Top Crop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Top Crop for Bill.
Yeah.
And those are pole beans or bush beans?
No, they're bush.
So you get more beans out of the bush beans.
Well, they produce pretty good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to, Mom always put out pole beans, Kentucky Wonders.
Yeah, that's what I was using.
And my job was to go to the woods and get sassafras poles to let them suckers run up. And I've had enough of that.
You know, don't like to cut those sassafras.
Well, there's not much sassafras around my place anymore.
No, I don't believe there is it where I used to live out in Owen County. Either.
No.
And I don't have any around my house.
It'd be, well, that's way at home. It'd be hard to find poles now. But
well, you have to go with some other wood.
I have to go with something else besides that.
Yeah.
Either buy it or something.
Willow but, might do it.
Yeah, if you had willow, but I don't even have any willow.
You don't have a creek, do you?
I don't have a creek.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's something out there that'll work.
Oh, yeah, it's something that'll work. Like I said, I had enough of that pole cutting back when I was a kid, and Mom wouldn't put out a bunch of bean. She wouldn't put out a bunch of bean if saved her life.
Well, pole beans was
pole beans was the only thing. Kentucky Wonders. There wasn't no other beans.
Well, they
either.
Do save a lot of space in your garden.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And you can plant stuff underneath the pole.
Yeah, you can.
So,
but
they are space savers.
I got plenty of room, so I didn't have. But it didn't make no difference. There's still Kentucky Wonders.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, you know, the difference today and the difference from the day from years ago back, and we're talking 50, 60 years ago.
Not sure I can remember that
you
far.
You can't remember that far back? Well, try to visualize what I'm saying.
Okay.
But we always put out a 100 pound of seed potatoes.
Wow.
Now, you know what, 100 pounds.
That's a lot of potatoes.
By the time you cut them up, you've got a lot of seed.
About 3 acres.
And we always put out 100 pounds.
That's a lot of potatoes.
I don't know why. And tomatoes, oh, it's nothing to put out 100 plants.
That's a lot of tomatoes.
I mean,
must have been a lot of canning going on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Back then, they canned, and we was raised on potatoes and beans and corn. And today, they go to the store and buy a can of beans or a can of corn, and they don't realize what we went through back in our time when we had to raise it because we didn't have the money to go buy it. And a lot of that stuff you couldn't buy anyway.
Well, there's still people out there like that.
And
that cannot afford to go buy it.
That's true, yeah.
And
you're right.
The big cities, I know Indianapolis, where I used to live, where I grew up, they have community gardens all around.
I think that's a good idea.
There's one up here by Old Dyer School, too, community garden up there.
I think there's a couple, three around here.
Yeah, I've seen a couple others. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where they are.
I can't either, but I've seen it in the paper there.
But that's a real nice deal for the people that didn't need to do it. And too often people get into those gardens and tear them up. And I'd like to, they might have mount some trail cams, maybe some generous benefactor out there will give these people some trail cams to monitor their gardens so the vandals won't tear them up.
Well, they need to put some up.
It would certainly help.
Well, I got some words for it, but I can't use them here. But
well, it's pretty low down.
Yes, very low down to go in and after them people have strived to benefit from a garden and and put one out and taking care of it. There's a lot of work in a garden.
Man.
If you put out a decent garden, there's a lot of work. I mean, it's night and morning. Because I know we used to get up, and there again, back when we was kids, at daylight. And before the sun ever come out and going out there and hoed and plowed, had a push plow and plowed it. We didn't have a rototillers with a motor on them and stuff like that. Everything was done by hand.
Well, it takes a lot of work to take care of 100 tomato plants and 100 taters and 100 bean plants. That's a big garden,
Well, of course, we had long rows. They wasn't short rows like today. We had long rows and like I said, we put out a lot of cabbage, made slaw, sauerkraut.
I've got a my great grandmother's slaw chopper, cabbage chopper.
I've still got mine.
One of the round things.
No, I'm round. Mine's a board.
Ah, no, mine's a machine. What do you want to call it? It's a slaw chopper. It's a
Keep your fingers out from under.
Yeah, right. It's a chopper,
kind of,
you know?
Kind of a machine. Yeah,
right, you just you roll it, kind of. You know?
Oh, uh-huh.
And that is a pretty good job. Of course, you're my dad. I've never chopped any myself, but I still got that
tool. You still
tool.
Got her. Well, hold on to her because it's worth a lot of memories.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where. You know, my poor wife. She's going to have a lot of work to do when I check out.
Oh yeah. She's going to have to wonder what to do with all that.
Oh,
huh?
Man. Well, that's kind of what my mom and dad did.
Yeah.
Took me 2 years to get rid of all that stuff.
I know what you mean.
And you don't want to get rid of all of it, you know. It's just a real, it's a problem. So if you're getting old like Bill and me, start getting rid of your stuff and do it now.
But we're not old.
Yes, we're not.
No, we're young yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the number around here for people to call? 323-1200?
I believe so.
That's correct. 812-323-1200.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if Ben, you know, Ben called in the last couple of weeks, a ridge runner down my neck of the woods.
Oh, yes.
Old Ben. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if he hunts mushrooms. He was talking about turkey hunting.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to get an answer for him on, but I didn't see no conservation officers this week. The water's up and got step closed off, and they're going different directions. And I didn't normally I see them pass and stuff, and they stop and chat a minute or two, but I haven't seen anybody this week.
Well,
so old Ben, we'll have to wait till next week, I guess.
Well, we could.
By gosh, turkey season's going to be coming in here. This is
next week.
Youth license or youth hunt.
21st,
and then
22nd,
and then the regular season comes in the 26th, 25th.
Well, see, next weekend. Let's see, this is the 14th. So next weekend's the 21st. That'd be youth season.
Youth season, and then
the full season.
Full, yeah.
Then. I think
so too. I think you're right.
Anyway, we got and the mushrooms. I got some mushroom news. I had some mushroom news.
Why don't you save your mushroom news till the next part?
I'll do that.
Okay. What do you think, Rich?
Hey, we got Ben on the phone.
We got time. Hey, Ben.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. How's Ben?
Oh, good.
We're losing you, Ben.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
This darned old phone of mine.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Ben, we're going to have to put you on hold anyway. We're about ready to go on a little break here, but ask your question. That way they can think about it for a minute when we come back.
Oh, I was...
Yeah?
Hello.
I think his phone...
His phone must be messing up.
Must be messing
up. Hey, we'll be right back.
Yeah, don't go away.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors.
Hey, this is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. And I have to tell you, it is a nice 68 degrees right now. And today's going to be rainy. It's raining right now. We have light rain, nothing too much. And overnight, we're going to see some more showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two. And tomorrow, showers again, a little bit of thunderstorms. So, Keep the faith, and I think we're going to have spring here real soon. We'll be back in just a minute with more Inside Outdoors. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back again. I don't know. We lost Ben.
Ben, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
There he is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Fire away.
Wife got me a smartphone, and it's not increased my intelligence one.
Well,
it is a smartphone, huh?
Yeah.
Smarter than I am. So what are you doing with your smartphone this morning, Ben?
Well, I have not found any mushrooms.
You ain't?
They have something to do with I haven't gone yet.
Well, that could be a good excuse.
Didn't get that one right next to the front door?
Oh, no. I'm saving them for later.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I haven't even gone yet, but here we're getting this rain. I'm hoping it won't be too cold, and they'll start popping up here in the next day or so.
Well, I'd say probably this evening would be a good time or early in the morning, but now after tomorrow morning, it's supposed to start turning cold again, so you be the judge.
Well, I'll get out and look.
Well, here's the thing. The ground temperature's got to be at least 50 degrees. And I actually went out and measured the ground temperature yesterday, and it was still in the 40s. So down 3 inches, it's 40 degrees.
But they're still finding them.
Few. I haven't heard of anybody finding any Hoosier ones, but they're finding them all over us, around us. You know, they're Michigan even finding some.
Well, I saw that big picture of the guy, the huge one that they had up in Michigan.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, they're finding a few, and that was a big yellow. He called it a beefsteak. But, you know, those are usually the last ones to come up.
Right.
And I did see a few black ones on another picture, which are usually the first ones. And they're way behind, you know. They're usually into March. And so, with this weather turning cold again. Now, Denny, he thinks it won't be until the end of next week after the ground warms up a little more. And that could be, although if it's warm enough in Michigan, it's surely warm enough here.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't know. That, of course, Michigan's famous for having tons of mushrooms, you know.
Yeah, a lot of them grow up there. But
truckload. Mm-hmm. You know.
What do you think, Ben? When are you going out?
I'm going to go out tomorrow morning before that cold front hits. I may sneak out back here this evening, look around, take Bill's advice.
Good plan.
I think that's the time to go and then hope the come up after this next cold spell, and gosh, it's time.
I'd be looking for those black ones. You know, of course, the black ones could come up the same as the gray ones and the yellow ones, and
could all come up at once.
Yeah, they could. Way this weather
same time
going this year.
Yeah.
How about your dogwood trees down there, Ben? You got any of those? Are they starting to come out at all?
Just little buds. Now the Bradford pear, they're turning on, but haven't seen much of the dogwoods. Now where I live, it's kind of on the north side there. It's not, doesn't get south exposure, so they're a little behind here.
Well, I'm on the north side of a hill too, so it does kind of slow things down there. You just have to go on the other side of the hill.
Yeah, go on the other side of the hill.
And I heard some guys were out in that area that's been clear cut over at Brown County recently. And some of our favorite mushroom spots are no longer.
No longer there.
Well, they're there.
They've
but
been tore up.
They're torn up, yeah. Right. The trees are gone. So we're still upset about that, but nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do. They're going to do it regardless of what you say or do or protest or whatever. They've got their minds made up, and they're going to do it.
Hey, Ben. Bill was wondering this morning when it was that you rode his school bus.
I started at Sanders Elementary in, I believe, 1971.
All right. There you go, Bill. 71.
Well, I was driving then.
That's Sanders. That's just down the road from you.
Yeah.
Well, that used to be a quarry community.
Yeah, still quarry holes there.
Well, they had company houses, you know, those houses on the right hand. Well, on what side that'd be? Be the south side of the road, I guess.
Yeah.
Those were all company houses, and there were they brought in Italian laborers to
years ago
run run those quarries, and that's who lived in those houses.
Well, they were more highly educated in carving and stuff.
Right.
And that's where the carving and industry started, was from them.
I kind of figured it might be, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was the quarry that was made famous by the Breaking Away movie.
It was
right there in the back.
Yep, it was. I tell you what, I've jumped off of that cliff many times, and it wasn't near as dramatic as the movie.
It wasn't?
If you wore sneakers.
Well, you had to point your toes.
Boy, you know, it's funny, them quarry holes. And Ben probably knows this, they're full of fish.
Yes, they are.
But to try to catch one.
Oh, man, they can see you.
That water's so clear.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you can look down in there and see a nice 2-3 pound bass swimming around. And he's not going to bite anything.
But now, a guy told me, and I never did try it, maybe Ben's tried it, catch some live mice. And tape them on your hook. Really? And throw it out there.
Tape them on there?
Yeah. Well, fasten them on there. I don't care whether it's a rubber band or what, but fasten them. Don't run the hook through them. You leave them alive.
Yeah.
And they'll try to swim across the top of the water, and them big old bass will come up there and grab that mouse. And
what? Do these mice, how long do they stay before they drown?
Well, that I don't know. I don't know. People has told me to do that.
Well, I never did
do it. But
I've had a few mouse pattern flies that work really well, you know, as they look just like a mouse. And
I don't know, see
a live mouse, man, you're talking about possible rabies.
You might get bitten. Well, get a clean mouse.
Well, how are you going to know you got a clean mouse? Take him to the doctor first?
Take him to the veterinarian and have him checked out.
Well, maybe that's a new bait shop item.
Hey, Ben, what you got any stories from back in that quarry?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Now make sure they're good for the air, but go for one.
I'm an alumni of Sanders Polytechnic Institute.
Oh, yeah, where was that? Behind the school?
I think it was in the quarry.
Yeah. Our talk about using a mouse. flies, and we like to tie those deer hair flies, like Don was saying, that look like a mouse. And with a fly pole, you can really get some good action on those little guys.
Absolutely.
They cast like a wet kitten on a fly.
Yeah, they're tough.
But do you remember, I think I was in about first or second grade, and this will tell you how much things have changed. The DNR came down here one day, and they set up targets, and they taught us kids all about firearm safety and how much energy different firearms had on a target. I remember they set up a concrete block and shot it with a 30-06 from about 100 yards away, just to show us kids how much damage a rifle like that would do to the target. And can you imagine that today, going to a grade school and the DNR setting up, you know, 5 or 6 different kinds of firearms and actually setting them off?
No.
Not today.
No. Can't see that happening. Can't see that happening at all. But
you're right. They used to go around to the schools and teach safety and I don't think they do that at all anymore. And of course, the gun deal is completely out.
And they usually went to country schools.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah.
I don't believe I ever saw any at School 49 up in Indy when I was a little boy.
They should have and taught them people some safety.
I had relatives that all hunted and had firearms. So I was pretty lucky,
I learned
at a young age, which is really the nicest way to do it. Of course, you got to get certified nowadays. You know, you got to get that hunter education course.
Yeah.
Or you can't have a hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have yours.
Yeah.
I do too.
But
got it right here in my billfold.
Of course, if you're a military veteran, you know, you don't have to take the hunter education course. At least you didn't used to. I don't know. I assume it's still that.
Well, it was pretty late in years, and when I took mine, because I never did have to use it, because I was old enough I didn't have to have it.
Mm.
But out in, and you know this, out in Wyoming, Colorado, Montana, and all them states there, in certain parts, you've got to have a hunter's education card. I don't care if you're 120.
Right.
And some of the boys that we went out there with us went up moose hunting in around Jackson Hole.
Oh, that's a good place to get caught.
And, well, and they wanted me to go, and I said, nah, I think, at the time I didn't know it. But I said, no, I don't think I'm going to go because, man, it was snowing and they was going to sleep in the tent. No heat, no nothing, sleeping bags. And I said, nah, I think I'll stay here where it's warmer.
Good and, choice.
It was a good thing. Well, it was a good thing, too, because when they got up there, you had to have a hunter's education course card to get in
right.
to go up where they was going to hunt. Well, that would have left me out to start with, and so I thought, well, you know, one of these days I might going to go moose hunting up in there, and elk hunting as far as that is, and I better be getting it. So I got it. It's been several years ago, but
did you have to go to a course in Wyoming?
No, no. It's good. This one, Indiana's good in
and
Wyoming.
Indiana and Montana are on the cooperative list.
They honor Indiana.
I think there's 34 or 36 states that have that reciprocal agreement.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which ones they
well,
are.
Well, I don't either, but I do know that they honor Indiana. That's that's the one I'm interested in, of course. But anyway, that story. But I never did go moose hunting, and I've never been out there where I had to have it, and. Of course, we've been out there enough that we really don't have to have a guide in some areas require a guide, but we generally have one.
Well, speaking of the mountain states, there was a little thing this week that up at Cook City outside of Yellowstone where me and my buddy
probably
Mike,
12 foot of snow up there.
12 foot, there's 200 inches of snow.
How many feet is that?
Well, 12.
That's
20 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot more than 12.
That's a lot of snow. They said it was a new record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 200 inches of snowpack means a lot of water in the streams out there.
Yeah, that'll really...
It'll keep the water up well into the dry season, mm-hmm. and they probably won't have to worry so much about fires. Like, they didn't have fires around Yellowstone last year.
Yeah.
That was all elsewhere. So it might be a good thing, you know.
I've seen where that Yellowstone River was down.
The river itself is down?
But
well, the snow hasn't started melting.
No, it will rise.
It will rise. It will. It will.
And that's good. I mean, you know, that's they need the snow. But did you see where they's getting a blizzard through?
Yeah,
the Dakotas.
And, yeah, I did. I saw that.
Yeah,
heading our way.
Heading our way.
That'd be that cold weather we get next
week.
Yep.
Hey, by the way. Ben's still sitting here with his smartphone on, and I just want to turn him loose if he doesn't have anything more to say. Are you still there, Ben?
Yes, I am.
All right. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, I think I'm going to go upstairs and get me a mess of biscuits and gravy.
Oh, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, thanks for calling us, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. My guy, old Ridge Runner.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, down on the ridge.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it every week.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, and we'll maybe talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Uh-huh, take care.
Yeah, that's good. Anybody else want to call? That's 323-1200. 323-1200.
That's an easy number to...
Yeah, it is.
to remember.
Yeah, it is.
We like those kind of numbers.
Yeah, we like that easy stuff, yeah.
We early Alzheimer's candidates.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here. Sometimes we can remember our own name.
Well, sometimes. Don't push it too much.
Yeah, right. And yeah. Finding that TV remote, though, is a little difficult.
Where's it at?
I don't know. Where'd you put it?
Yeah, where's that at?
Okay, fish-wise, we got fishing. I got another little fish thing going here this morning.
Have you?
You remember West Boggs Creek?
Oh, yes. Been there many times.
Well, in West Boggs' heyday, which was 10, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
something like that, when there was really good bluegill fishing before the shad got in there, you could go down there and catch, catch 40, 50 nice bluegills in a few hours.
Right.
Well, they rehabbed the place a couple years ago now,
mm-hmm.
and a friend of mine went down there last year and fished it and caught 40. It took them quite a while, most of the day, but they were the maximum size was 8 inches long, but most of them were around 7. But they were very fat. In other words, you got a 7-inch bluegill, you got a pretty good fillet. Got a pretty good fillet.
Yep.
Here's the deal. They raised the entry fee to $15. So if you want to fish at West Boggs now, it costs you $15 to get in there to fish.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's pretty steep. Pretty steep. You know, they got bass in there and bass tournaments going on and stuff like that, which probably covers a lot of that $15 fee, but the most of the people that go down there to fish for bluegill. So that's the lion's share of them. And at $15 a day, you got 100 fishermen out there. You're going to make a little money.
Is that if you just going down there and go in the park, it's still $15 whether you're fishing or not?
Well, I don't know that.
It wouldn't be just for fishermen, I wouldn't think.
Well, I think anybody that's camping there has to pay. Course.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, $15 is pretty steep for a lot of people.
Well, that sounds pretty high.
No.
To me, but.
I thought it did too.
But maybe to them it ain't. I don't know.
Hey, there's our music again.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned before the program started, we got the 200th, the 200th anniversary or the bicentennial of Lawrence County is coming up.
Is it coming up too?
And they're going to celebrate it at Spring Mill State Park.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk a little more about that when we come back. We're going to have to take a little break now.
Well,
I may run down on the ridge to Ben's house and get some of them biscuits and gravy he was talking about.
I guess that's what we're eating this morning: biscuits and gravy.
So don't go away, folks. Stay right where you're at, and we'll be back in a short.
Or a snort.
One of those.
Yeah. One of them two.
Just don't go outside. It's raining.
Is it still raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
We're in here where it's dry, so we're all right.
All right.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, broadcasting independently from the John Waldron Arts Center, which is owned and operated by Ivy Tech Community College, Bloomington, proud sponsor of community radio. And this is 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 108.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. And we are about 100% getting rain right now. It is about 65 degrees, looks like, and we're going to have some showers all day. But the one thing that you will know about is we're coming right back with more Inside Outdoors. So hang in there.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Hey, welcome back, folks. By golly, we wasn't gone too long. I didn't have time to get down to Ben's to get any of them biscuits and gravy, but...
It takes longer than a break.
Several minutes. To get down there. Yeah.
He should have them ready by the time you get down.
It should be. By the time I get home, they ought to be ready.
Well, back in the day, on the way home, you could have stopped at Gibb and Denzel's.
Well, that was years ago.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah. That was years ago.
Some years ago.
Yeah, that's been gone a long time.
Yeah, I know it has, but it was handy.
Yeah, you
know,
it was.
It really was handy.
Well, it really wasn't down at Handy, but it was handy.
No, it wasn't on Handy Road.
Yeah, you say Lawrence County's having a 200-year anniversary?
Yeah, well, it was bicentennial, and they're going to celebrate it at Spring Mill Park, and I lost the story that was included in, so I can't really tell you too many more details.
Well, maybe the smoke will be gone by the time... When are they going to celebrate this?
Well, if I hadn't lost the story, I'd be able
to tell me. Well, for those that don't know, it was a mulch fire down there. I guess started Thursday sometime.
Yeah, what about that mulch fire? That was something else.
Yeah, it was, and it was a heavy enough smoke. It closed. They said 60 and 37, I guess. And closed the schools yesterday in Lawrence, in Lawrence County, Bedford and Mitchell.
Smoke day,
yeah. So it was pretty rough, and it was still going last night. So I don't know. Said if I didn't misunderstand, 7 acres of mulch, and that's a lot of mulch.
If it has to all burn through to burn out, they'll be burning for a while.
It's going to be burning for a while because look at a sawdust pile when it catches
absolutely.
Fire.
Absolutely.
My Lord, it burns forever, seems like.
Or a pile of old tires.
Yeah, man, you talk about black stinking smoke.
Well, plus they had some guys that went, I think it was about 6 or 7 of the firemen, the volunteers down there that ended up in the hospital over that.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, smoke inhalation.
Wow.
It was bad. And they was telling people to stay in. They evacuated some of the residents, and then they was telling the other residents to stay inside and not be breathing that smoke and stuff. And I'm surprised that the wind being out of the south, southwest, that we didn't get a lot of that smoke up here.
Well, day before yesterday, it was real smoky smelling around my house. Mm-hmm. And I'm up on in northern Monroe County.
Right.
And we couldn't see anybody in the neighborhood burning anything, but it sure smelled like smoke. And the wind was coming directly out of the south, strong.
Okay, well, you may have been...
So I wondered where it was coming from. Well, that might have been it.
I had a few whiffs of that, too. I could smell it. But I didn't know what it was at the time.
Well, last night I got a whiff or two of it, too.
It smells like wood smoke.
You know, well, yeah.
Of course.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, it could smell like plastic or something else if it was coming from the dump or something like that. But, no, this was definitely, I'm sure it was that mulch.
Yeah, I bet it was. And I imagine that's what I smelled about 10 o'clock last night.
Uh-huh. Well, it was kind of calm for a little while there last night. Well, it sure wasn't calm this morning. I woke up to whoosh.
Whoosh.
Yeah, it was really pouring.
Whooshy.
Pouring, just coming down as hard as it could come. It didn't pour like that for too long, but when I got on the highway coming in here this morning, it was lots of standing water.
Well, I noticed when I was coming in, there's a lot of standing water.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year.
When I come through Jackson Creek Pass down there, I couldn't see the creek to see how it was running,
right?
But I'd say it'd be up. I can see it when I go home.
Well, it'll probably be high.
Yeah.
I was out for a ride over in Greene and Owen County yesterday, and the streams were they looking good. They had real nice color to them. They weren't muddy. They had that kind of bluish green color, that the streams get this time of year. It looked like it was going to be a good fishing day. The water had dropped down, so it wasn't roaring down through there like It usually does.
Well, they got I-69 done now, and maybe they won't pollute it anymore.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
Did
you just say they got it done now?
Well, that section down
right.
there.
That's the section.
Right. They ain't got the toll road from Bloomington to Martinsville done
because
yet.
I don't think anybody's been able to drive on 37 all this week, pretty much.
It's been a bad situation.
Well, it's definitely a bad situation. I came back coming through there again, coming back from the south.
Uh-huh.
That last stretch above Washington, Indiana to Bloomington, that I'm telling you, every hill is covered with riprap now.
Oh, yeah.
Every hill.
And who done that?
Who done that?
We paid for that.
Yeah, we did.
And whoever signed off with that contractor, I don't even know who the contractors was. But whoever signed off, they ought to be up in Michigan City.
Well, there's no way that riprap stopping that mud from going down into, I'd say, Indian Creek is the best smallmouth stream in southern Indiana.
It won't be for long.
Without question, or was.
Was,
the
yeah.
best. Because the number of hills that are covered with riprap is just really amazing.
Well, yeah. And it's security, work security.
Uh-huh, for somebody.
For somebody from now on.
The guy who runs the rock quarry.
What about that just outside of Bloomington down here where that going south on the left-hand side, that whole...
Oh, yeah, the one that collapsed.
Have they done anything to that?
Not that I noticed. I don't know whether I saw that one or
not. It's going to be out in the highway if they don't do something pretty shortly.
Here's the thing, you dump those rocks on there, that doesn't stop the water from getting underneath those rocks.
No, the water still gets
it
underneath.
It still washes that dirt down.
But they got them banks so steep that...
they need to put that mat, those green mats on them like they do in the mountains.
Or cut them back some more.
I'd hate to see them do that. That'd be...
Well, they're going to destroy... They've already destroyed the...
They should have put some water breaks in them. They should have engineered those so there's some steps coming down that they could have planted stuff on.
They was in a hurry. Daniels wanted that highway in regardless.
As cheap as possible.
And as cheap as possible and as fast as they could get it in, and they halfway done it.
Well,
and we're paying to get this all done now more money that the contractor should have took care of himself.
Yes, and there's always the issue of how this highway has just split our county in two. Actually, it's split Bloomington in two. The West Bloomington now, on the other side of the highway river.
How do you get there?
Well, you got to go down to Fullerton Pike. You know where that is?
Yeah, I know where that's at.
You can get across down
there.
Can
I go across there?
Yeah, you can get across
there.
Well,
I'm on the south side. You know where I'm at, on the east side, southeast.
That'd be helpful for you.
Yeah.
They're messing with Tap Road a little bit more now.
Tap Road,
that's
Country Club, Gordon Pike, they're all, you can't get there from here.
They said 18 months on the Tap Road when they started.
Well, I'd like to know whose idea it was to tear up all the roads at one time.
I suppose it was the engineers.
Was it the engineers?
Don't you suppose?
Because, they was getting pushed by somebody.
Well, they're getting pushed by the politicians.
Well, that's true.
The party that's in power doesn't care for the party that's in power in Monroe County, and haven't for some time. And I suspect that there's a little bit of that involved in what they've done to us.
And they're getting ready to close Patterson Road and Walnut Street and more of it and Lockport and Country Club.
Well, then we won't be able to go north and south.
You can't get there from here.
Maybe we can just build a wall and, keep the Mexicans out from coming into the east side of town.
Get a hold of Trump. He'll build a wall for you. He likes them walls.
I don't know where to put the wall in Monroe County. Indianapolis people out, maybe.
I don't know. If we keep going,
it needs to be an east-west one, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think a total fort would be the
We're getting as bad as Annapolis.
We need to transfer Bloomington to the cloud. You know, if we could live on the cloud with you know, all these other big companies, we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah,
we'd be up there floating around in cyberspace.
But
can you live on the cloud?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess you can.
If you're an angel.
Well, I'm no angel.
You're no angel? You may fall through then.
I won't be on that cloud.
You may fall through then.
I will not be on it. Will not. Let's see. We got birds.
Birds?
Know? Yeah. I wrote down this week the new birds that showed up at my house.
Oh, uh-huh.
Northern Monroe County. We got... I had a mockingbird, which I never have mockingbirds.
You never have? Oh, no, we have them down in our neck.
But we got brown thrasher, which we always have.
Yeah.
Had four yellow-shafted flickers.
Which,
you know, last year was the first time we had one all year round. Bluebirds, of course. They stay here all year, but...
They're back.
They're back.
Robins.
Nice little song, and the robins are back. The chipping sparrows never left, of course, and... They're around, and
have you seen a cardinal?
Oh yes.
They stay here all winter too, and they're we got scores of them around the house, and tufted titmice. Those are the locals, you know. They're here all the time, and chickadees, and I saw some. Oh, a towhee. I saw a towhee, and I saw a fox sparrow, which hardly ever see a fox sparrow. That's our biggest sparrow in our country. And you know, they're reddish, real reddish color.
Oh yeah,
you can't miss them when you see them around feeder because they're so much bigger than the other sparrows, and that red color. And so you know, pretty good. But hummingbirds are back, and at least in some parts, some people are seeing hummingbirds. And I expect that, you know, the last ones I usually see are the orioles. They're usually the last arrivals. I haven't seen one of them yet, but I expect to any day.
Have you seen any red-winged blackbirds?
You know, I haven't seen one.
I haven't either.
But I have seen brown-headed cowbirds, and the boat-tailed grackles are here.
After that, I don't know what happened there, three or four years ago, to the red-winged blackbirds. Something got into them, and they claimed it was storms.
Huh, could have been.
It killed so many of them, and boy, I tell you, I haven't seen very many since.
Well, they're usually one of the first arrivals, you know, when they're early.
Well, there's not been around the house.
I haven't heard one.
Normally, I have several around the house, but not for the last two or three years.
Well, they're...
Since that big kill.
They're a really beautiful bird.
They are. They're... fun to watch, and
they're real noisy, you know. Mm-hmm. And they make a lot of action with red-winged blackbirds. I hope they show up soon.
Well, I hope they do too, because I like to see them around. I know they get around the pond down there. And
been hearing barred owl, you know. Barred owl out
heard
there.
Heard one the other night. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Barred owl. That's our favorite owl.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite owl, probably, if they knew what it was.
Uh-huh.
So they do make quite a ruckus, and they will. The male and female will sing together. You know, where one will stop, the other one picks up. They call it duetting. And a lot of birds do that. You know, female cardinal sings. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
And they will do that too. The male will sing or the female will sing, and then when it stops, picks right up.
Picks right up, yeah.
It's pretty amazing stuff. I love to see the birds coming back.
Yeah, you hoot when you want a turkey to gobble.
Yes.
Hoo-hoo!
Can you get can you get them to gobble, Bill?
Yeah. I ain't turkey hunting for a while. I used to turkey hunt all the time.
Do you have them on your place there?
Used to, but you know, I haven't seen any for good while. All winter, I haven't seen a turkey.
I'll be darned. Well, like we talked about this.
I've seen turkeys, but not the turkeys you're talking about.
You got human turkeys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
No shortage, though.
No shortage.
Turkeys are pretty amazing birds. Of course, you know Ben Franklin wanted that to be the national bird instead of the bald eagle.
Oh, uh-huh.
He lobbied hard for the wild turkey because it was smart, you know.
They're very smart.
Could run like the wind, you know. Could fly like a bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't have any bombers in Ben's days that I know of.
Well, they might have not have. I don't know what they had back then.
I don't know. And that's about the time that fly fishing started, when Ben Franklin.
When Ben was in?
When he was around, yeah. And they used to use horsehair, braided horsehair for line, and flax. They used flax for line.
Yeah, they used a lot of stuff back in them old days.
I'd say it was pretty primitive. You'd probably be pretty lucky to ever catch anything.
Yeah.
No, unless you're using one of those taped-on mice.
Well, yeah, you could tape a mouse on there and let him swim out there and shoot. You got a bass in no time.
You know the ACLU isn't going to like it.
Yeah, they're not going to like that.
I mean the Humane Society. He's what?
Yeah, you can catch a lot of fish.
He's taping mice.
You're not going to eat that mouse.
Well,
and you're going to eat that fish, so you take the mouse and catch the fish so you can have food on the table.
Well, if you had enough mice, you'd make a pretty good dinner.
Well, yeah, deep fry.
They're just, you know, they're rodents. They're just like squirrels and
squirrels,
rabbits.
Yeah, squirrel's nothing but a big rat.
Just, you know, they're just little.
Uh-huh.
You have a pretty small leg.
Well, that squirrel soup's awful good, though.
Squirrel soup? Well, mouse soup's probably pretty good, too.
I don't know. Never tried that.
Well, I've eaten some rats in my day.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'll probably eat them, too, and didn't know it.
Well, I ate them on purpose. I was serving them, and you know what? They were pretty good.
Well, listen to that. Well, we was down in Florida one time, and there was a Vietnamese restaurant down there. I'll tell this real quick. And it's a good place to eat.
Uh-huh.
Vietnamese restaurant, yeah, they had a big old buffet there. And they got shut down, and I asked the inspector, the health inspector, I said, well, why are you shutting this place down for? I said, my God, this is a good place to eat. He said, they're serving rats. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and there's one sitting in that chair right there.
And, yeah. But hey, that was the truth.
Well, I believe it because they, you know, there's nothing wrong with rats. They eat rats.
There was a place here in town that used to serve cats too.
Speaking of that,
it's gone. It's gone now.
Let's have some biscuits and rat for the breakfast this morning.
Rat gravy.
Rat gravy.
We're about done now, boys.
Boys, I think we're going to have to get out of here. So everybody have a good week. You too, Rich. And we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Green Forests of Southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliances and Service. Serving Monroe County since 1954 at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. And all with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich. And listen online anytime at insideoutdoorsradio.com.
So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in this morning. And so we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to WFHB Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also, 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, and 106.3 in Ellettsville. Online at WFHB.org. We appreciate you coming in to hear Inside Outdoors today. And it is now 61. It looks like it's getting a little bit lower in temperature. But we got some light rain, and it's going to be showers all day, folks. So that's all I can tell you. Come on back next week. We'll be Inside Outdoors every 6 a.m. on every Saturday. WFHB, your own community radio. And if you haven't done any donations, please send us something. Keep us going.